tempt your palate, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man, Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It's that time of the week, the time you've anxiously been awaiting. It's the time where you grab the mothers, the fathers, the sisters, the brothers, the boyfriends, the girlfriends, or if you're from the left coast, all together. As they gather around the old tube radios, it's time once again for that weekly journey into culinary excellence, true theater of the mind radio, Chef and a Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs. But boy, do we have a special show for you today, my friends. This is where you're going to want to call the in-laws, the outlaws, the grannies. You want them all to hear this show because this is a very, very special show. As we are live from Finca La Estrella, it is the home of Don Pepin, master cigar maker, blender, and one of the humblest men you will ever meet. Humility in everything he does and says. His humble home is one of the most beautiful places on earth. And we are in Esteli, Nicaragua. And we couldn't be here without the incredible, incredible sponsorship that has made all of this possible. And, of course, we are listened to in 18 countries and 42 states, courtesy of our flagship station, News Talk 1160, the talk of the town, in wonderful Atlanta, GA. This week, our kitchens are truly mobile kitchens, as we are cooking on wood fires at Finca La Estrella. And I got to tell you, Chef Eric is going to have a ball as we are live from Finca La Estrella, Esteli, Nicaragua. My friends, we are taking it to Nicaragua!
Yeah! Yeah!
Yeah! I'm telling you, my friends, this place is downright amazing. And to my left is this amazing suckling pig. And when I say that, people look at me.
Hey, wait a second. I'm to your left.
Oh, that's right. No, I didn't say muy suckling pig as I'm practicing my Spanish. But my friends, once again, it's the incredible sponsors like the Big Green Egg.
The ultimate cooking experience.
And by Real Sweet Onions by Schumann Produce. They are the leaders in Vidalia and Real Sweet Peruvian Onions. My friends, we are but a mere month away from Vidalia Onion Day, the onion release, April 21st. Are you excited, Chef Eric?
I sure am.
And my friends, if you're confused as to all the Vidalia onions that are out there, just remember this, my friends. If it doesn't say Real Sweet on the back of the tag,
it ain't.
And it better be. And of course, we couldn't do it without Cutter's Cigar Emporium in Alpharetta and Outland Cigars in beautiful Charleston or Charlotte. I always want to say Charleston.
It's a nice place.
Yeah, it is. It's Charlotte. And my friends, Cutters and Outland are more than storefronts that sell cigars. There are plenty of those. They are your portal to the world. The world of great friends, world of great cigars, a world of great and wonderful discussions, and if you're lucky enough, a world of great dominoes. You know, my friends, I am your humble host, and I've been practicing my name in Spanish. I hope I get this right. El Jefe Don Coronel, better known as the Fat Man. And, of course, to my left, El Tronco.
Hey, wait a second. No,
that's Stumpy.
No, not Stumpy.
Well, it's close enough. It's Trump and El Tronco.
And by the way, you're Gordo. El Hombre Gordo.
Eric with a K. Holdo, and the name we never mess with, the man who, along with his partner, Russ Sutton, have really made this experience possible. And Russ was supposed to be here. Tom was not, but at the last minute, and we're happy to report, Russ had a family emergency, but the emergency has subsided. His mother is fine. And we have the great pleasure of Tom Cacadelli!
There you go. Now you got a problem.
Well, the problems, my friends, the problems are for your humble host, because I have to explain all that we've experienced in the last 48 hours in but a mere 2 hours. But I think the best way to start off is to set the table, shall we say. We are at this beautiful home of Don Pepin. The sun is setting beautifully over the 4,400 foot above sea level mountains. It is a large valley with walls terraced by God in the monsoon rains. It is early spring here, so there's a lot of brown, a lot of brown trees. But there are beautiful splotches of yellow and red all across the countryside as the floral trees are starting to bloom. And, my friends, the important thing is, when you get to the bottom, the valley, where all the great things are grown, there are incredible green splotches, massive green splotches of right now cabbages, onions, not real sweet, but onions nonetheless, but fields and fields, acres and acres of emerald green, beautiful tobacco plants, 4 to 5 feet high, some with beautiful flowers on the top, which will be lopped off shortly. But they are swaying in the balmy 10-knot breezes, and they are knocking down the effects of the 95-degree temperature. Esteli is the third largest city in Nicaragua, with a population of about 120,000. They are very humble, kind, and back-breaking hard workers. My true peeps, they're blue-collar through and through with a heart of gold. And Esteli is a typical town of size. It's bustling, and the signs that say alto, which means stop, here in Nicaragua, those are mere suggestions. It doesn't mean that they're going to. And one-way streets are, once again, a mere suggestion. It depends on how many wheels you have on your vehicle. But as you go down the streets, you see these wonderful roadside stands everywhere, many of them makeshift, with incredible vegetables and fruits and everything you could possibly want. I'm telling you, my friends, it is easy to see why Esteli is such a popular place for the wonderful people in the cigar industry. And you know, Chef Eric, it is absolutely amazing. This place is so special. They call it, the nickname is El Diamante de la Segovia. For those of you who don't speak Spanish as well as I do, that's the Diamond of the Segovias. The motto of this humble but beautiful city, Esteli Amante del Presente for Adol del Futuro. Commonly known as Esteli is the lover of the present and a builder of the future. And you know, Chef Eric, what are you looking at? It was close.
Esteli Amante del Presente, Forjador del Futuro.
That's what I said.
Okay.
All right, well, it was close enough. And of course, I wouldn't have been able to say it half as good with our incredible guide. He has been a man who has been with us from the start. He is an extremely intelligent young man. He's a very sharp young man who's got a gorgeous wife, by the way. I just thought I'd throw that in there. And a beautiful daughter. But he represents the best of the best of my father's cigars, his humility, his kindness that he has shown us since we have been here. He's a very special guy. And so let's give a big hand for Yosef!
Yeah!
And you know, Yosef, not only having us move us along and get us going and taking us through all the tours and all the fields, that's exhausting enough. But he's also one heck of an interpreter. And later on, we're going to have the greatest honor anyone could have in the cigar business. We're going to have a few minutes with the man himself, Don Pepin, and we will do it through the courtesy of Yosef. And Yosef, we thank you very, very much. That sets the table, my friends. We are having a kind of unique situation here, Chef Eric. We're going to have Tom Cocodellis hang with us throughout the whole show because he is so knowledgeable about the cigar industry and so many things that we're sucking up to him, basically.
Yeah, well, absolutely. But Tom's been a great, I mean, just a great proprietor, but a great friend. And just he creates an environment that's a wonderful environment to be around, whether we're at Cutter Cigar on Windward Parkway in Alpharetta, in, where are we, Milton? Alpharetta?
Alpharetta. Alpharetta, please.
Yeah, whatever. Or here in Nicaragua. He's done a great job of setting this all up, and we really appreciate it.
My friends, it is absolutely incredible. And what we're going to do is, I want to remind you, the reason cigars are so important to the show is because a fine cigar, as I have learned, is much like a fine recipe. It starts with incredible ingredients. Then it takes a master to take those incredible ingredients and do something with them. But at the end of the day, it's you, each and every one of you that decides what it's all about. And because Don Pepin is so humble, he listens to every single person like a great chef. So the recipes are there. The table is set. And when we come back, we'll introduce Chef Eric's recipes. I'm going to try to pronounce them, but and they will not be in any kind of order because, as we all know, Chef Eric knows no order. It's Chef of the Fat Man, live!
Yay!
At La Estrella, the home of Don Pepin, taking it to the streets of Esteli, Nicaragua!
Okay.